Well, good morning. Welcome to The Drive. It is April 22nd on a Monday, and I've been away, a couple hours away at this youth retreat, and I was able to teach the youth on Saturday morning, and I got up there on Friday, and it's just a blessing, just a blessed time together, and God did a work, and God is constantly moving. He is on the move. So I am back doing the episodes again. I hate taking a break, but praise the Lord, we have, I mean, we have His Word, right? And I taught on the fruit of the Spirit Saturday morning, and because we're talking about the newness of life from 1 Corinthians, and really the fact that now that we're new creatures in Christ, now that we're walking with Him, what does that look like? Well, I thought the fruit of the Spirit was great because it's character qualities that Jesus had perfectly, but these are the things that God gives us the strength in order to live out. And so I expounded upon that, and it was a blessing to me because I just got finished reading a book on the fruit of the Spirit, obviously completely biblical, and I was just, it was fresh on my heart, and I had the freedom to talk about what the new life looks like. And so I focused on the character and becoming more like Christ and what that looks like. So it was a blessing, and I hope you guys are doing well. Hope you guys had a good weekend and start of a new week. And as we start a new week, I'm continuing on with the life of Jesus. And before I sort of pull out of my neighborhood here, let me read these this verse to you guys, and then we'll talk about it. It says, and when they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshiped Jesus, saying, truly this is the Son of God. It's amazing. This is one of the moments and instances where Jesus calms the storm. It was intense. And you think about, I mean, I think about this, like these guys were fishermen, the disciples. That's what their occupation was before they dropped all to follow Jesus, right? And so they knew about intense storms. They had been through, I imagine they'd been through some crazy weather patterns being out there fishing, but this storm was so bad that they were afraid, they were worried, and what happens was Jesus calmed the storm. He had the power. He said a word, and the weather ceased. And I think about that, and I think about in our lives, you know, oftentimes the weather, if you will, is intense. The storm seems constant. The difficulties seem to arise. And we kind of get fearful. And we wonder, oh, how are we going to do this? How are we going to make it through? How is this going to work out? I don't know the details. I just know right now, it seems pretty bleak. So what do I do? Well, the simple answer and the consistent answer through Scripture is look to Jesus. Over and over again. Eyes on Jesus. I shared with the youth when I was talking about the fruit of the Spirit about how this one pastor wife used to always just post on Facebook almost every day. She might still, I don't know, but every day she just posted three words. Eyes on Jesus. And I just remember seeing that here and there when I was when I would get on Facebook and be like, yes, that's it. Eyes on Jesus. Your faith will be in what you focus on. And so I think about the storms. I think about this intensity that they went through. And Jesus calmed the storm. And what did they do? Well, they worshiped Him. They marveled. They were amazed that creation was subject to Jesus. But you think about that, and you think about all the way back to Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, talking about in the beginning, God created. That word God is Elohim, and that is plural. Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit have always existed. And so you think, well, how can this happen? Well, Jesus, the Savior, is also the Creator and has always been. So yes, He has command over creation. So you think about that, and you think about the power behind that, and it's like, we don't have anything to worry about. Our little problems and issues may seem huge, but even then, God's in control of it. We don't have to worry. We don't have to bother. I don't want to say that. Well, let me qualify this, but I was just going to say, we don't have to bother Jesus with our issues, but we do, because He says, ask, seek, and knock. But we don't have to let fear take over, and that is where the issue lies. When all we see is the storms, and it's blurry when we look to Jesus, that's when difficulties arise. There's always going to be storms. It's almost like, why do we count it as, why are we surprised, why are we shocked when trials come? Well, because we don't like them and we don't want them. But yet, those trials, those difficulties, those problems, those hardships that arise produce something in us that no good time will ever produce. Those problems that we face produce in us godly characteristics and build in us faith, because when you're in a storm, if you will, when you're in the fire, you have to trust the Lord. What's your alternative? Walking away from the only one that can truly help you, sustain you, and give you heart peace? No. It's a good place to be in when you're desperate for the Lord. When the trials seem imminent, when they're all around you, the trials produce trust in the Lord. Now, the enemy just wants to make you think, well, you know, you're going through all these trials and you're a Christian. Why are you even a Christian? Like, why are you even walking with Jesus? Why do you even go to church? You're going through more trials than this person who doesn't even believe. That's true. There's spiritual warfare. And you know what that indicates? It indicates that you're going the right way. It indicates that you're living correctly, because the enemy wouldn't bother you if you weren't walking with the Lord. The enemy wouldn't even mess with you, because he wouldn't have to. Oh, this person's already drifted away. I don't have to bother with them. Doesn't matter. Of course, they're miserable in sin, saying that they're in freedom, but I know the truth. They're struggling. But when you truly step out for the Lord, oh my goodness, there's going to be spiritual attacks. That is why you need to pray, you need to stay in God's Word, and you need to stay connected to mature believers in Christ, those who look to the Lord first, those who rest their lives upon the blueprint that is the Bible. Because if we don't have that when we go through it, if we don't do those few things, it's not going to be good, you know. But if we do those things, if we seek the Lord in prayer, if we stay in His Word, if we stay connected and cohesive with other Christians, we're going to get through anything. We're going to get through everything. There's nothing that the enemy's going to throw at us that's going to stick. I mean, that shield of faith, his fiery darts will hit on that thing and fall to the ground. We don't even have to worry. But it starts with keeping your eyes on Jesus. And when He comes through, praise Him. And if you're in a trial or a storm and He hasn't come through yet, praise Him anyway, because you know He's with you in that storm, and He's going to get you through that storm. We can trust that. Amen? Well, hey, God bless you guys. I hope you have an amazing Monday. Praying for you guys. Love you guys. Talk to you in the morning.